As the population of the Gaza Strip grows, its access to fresh water is decreasing. That's the finding of a new report released by a team of UN officials in the occupied Palestinian territories. The officials say Gaza's population is expected to increase by 500,000 by 2020, taking a huge toll on its infrastructure, including its water and electricity systems. Maxwell Gaylord, the UN's humanitarian coordinator for the occupied Palestinian territories, says the young are the most vulnerable.
The high proportion of youth in any population is a very precious commodity. But they must have education, they must have employment, they must have the opportunities to become useful citizens. The alternatives are frustration, hopelessness, and unrest. Even today, let alone in 2020, there are recurrent shortages of clean water and electricity. There are not enough schools. Unemployment remains high. Productive enterprises and trade in goods and services remain shackled.
The UN estimates that 90% of the water from the aquifer is not safe for drinking. Jane Gulf represents the UN Children's Fund in the territories. She says the situation is critical.
The main message from the report for the water and sanitation sector is that the lack of access to reliable and good quality water for domestic supply is one of the most urgent concerns in Gaza, and it will only get worse in the years to come. The continuation of the status quo is not an option.
Gazans spend a third of their income on drinking water. Ms. Gulf says the cost for the children of Gaza is too high.
The population, especially children, is therefore exposed to very high levels of risk, and the cost of buying water is a high burden to the family. The water quantity available to the population is inadequate. By 2016, the aquifer may become unusable by 2020 without remedial actions now.
Robert Turner, the director of operations for the UN Relief and Works Agency for Palestine Refugees, says if the situation worsens, refugees will have few alternatives for securing safe drinking water.
What will happen to the refugees when the aquifer is no longer usable? To whom will they turn to assist them? They will turn to UNRWA, and we will not have the capacity to respond to this unprecedented but preventable systemic environmental failure.
Seawater seeping into the aquifer combined with sewage pumped into the ocean and contaminated runoff from local farms are all contributing to the polluted waters in Gaza. While efforts are being made to improve the situation through desalination of seawater, the new UN report says even with immediate action, the aquifer could take decades to recover. Gail Walker, United Nations.